Hello and welcome back to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm interviewing Yadik Puchuk, who is a member of the Apache Airflow Project.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Now, looking at the Airflow website, the description of the project says Airflow is a platform to programmatically author, schedule, and monitor workflows. I was hoping you could tell us what that means. What's a workflow and what does Airflow do with them?
Okay, so that's a question that a lot of people have. And I described that at a number of talks. I have an experience as a choirist. So I sang in the choir. And for me, Airflow is more like a conductor of an orchestra or of a choir. So basically, Airflow, I know that from the experience, like during the concert, during the performance, the conductor doesn't do much. It's just like waving hands if you look at it. Yeah. But all the rest of the people are doing their actual work, singing or playing. And that's exactly what Airflow is doing. So it communicates with all the external services that perform an actual work, like Flink, Spark, or whatever external system that you can communicate to, and they tell them what to do and when, and how to pass data between the one and another. So it's merely a conductor. Basically, Airflow doesn't do much, or like almost nothing. It just tells, do this, do that. That's it. That's more or less what
Airflow does. So this is a project that grew out of experiences with people working with these other tools and finding that they needed this extra layer then.
Absolutely. So it grew from Airbnb. So that's where the project originated. It was donated to Apache Software Foundation a few years back, incubated and grew to the top level project. And it came from like the usual road for anyone who wants to use Airflow is like you have all the external services and all the different various ways of processing your data, either machine learning or an ETL, extract, transform, load, and whatever you want to do with the data. You write a bunch of bash scripts and cron jobs that are managing regular batch processing of that data. And at some point of time, it becomes completely unmanageable because you have hundreds of those scripts and hundreds of those workflows of data. And when one fails, it impacts the other. And you would like to rerun part of the workflow and run it again or fix the data. And then you have to understand exactly how things are working, how they are kind of interconnected. And when you have hundreds or thousands of those kind of jobs, it becomes a nightmare. So Airflow is addressing exactly these need. It is basically a cron job with like number of connected services and connections between them, so called the DAGs, so directed acyclic graphs of connections of how the data flows, and it manages the data flows and allows you to not only to run them in a regular way, but also when there is a problem, there is just one person who can manage hundreds of workflows and like rerun parts of the workflows only when they failed. And this will trigger the dependent jobs whenever something is rerun. And this is all happening automatically. So you don't have to even know how this is all done. Airflow is managing the whole complexity of connections between different services.
If somebody was interested in contributing to this project, do the people that contribute to your project primarily come from one of these other projects or from an organization that's using these other softwares?
It really depends. We have various number of various types of people contributing to Airflow. There are a lot of users who are using Airflow in their organizations, like Airbnb, for example, or Twitter. All pretty much every big company uses Airflow right now. This is kind of also super interesting to know that your software is used by so many different companies. But there are also people who are, for example, running the Airflow as a service. Airflow is fairly complex to set up and manage. So there are companies who are offering Airflow as a service and they care about evolving Airflow. So people from those companies are contributing or people like us, we are neither users nor we have the service, but simply we are a software house, and this is fascinating as well. That we are paid for contributing to open source software by our customers who run it as a service, but they have no capacity, and they hired us to make Airflow better, and we are just doing that. And this is fascinating that it works this way.
Yeah. Something that I've been really interested in open source in general over the last, I don't know, maybe the whole time, is this transition from projects that are primarily driven by hobbyists working in their own time to people that are working as full-time developers with some organization. Do you find that most of the contributors to this project are in fact full-time salaried people?
Yes. Yeah, like definitely those people who are the most, like to spend most time and do most commits, they are full-time.
Yeah.
They're working full-time. They are also working pretty much full-time on the Airflow itself. So
yeah.
they are just like us. We have like 5 people in our company. And we are full-time contributing to Apache Airflow for 1.5 year now. And that's our day job, even though like we probably spent another 50% of our private time to help with Airflow afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you start working with an open source project. You realize that you can have more influence, and it's you personally who are contributing to it. So you contribute a lot of your free time.
Okay.
And that's what happens with pretty much everyone in our team, that we are, you know, like very, very active also outside of the regular working hours and making Airflow better. Like, for example, all this stuff about the making the development environment mm-hmm. better for new contributors that came from the work which was done pretty much not related to any of our customers' requirements.
Interesting.
Or expectations or areas that they were interested in.
But that kind of it kind of leads into another question that I was going to ask, which is, do you find that people that work on a project such as yours as part of their full-time job, if they move on from that job, do they continue contributing? And that's something that, yeah.
Some do, certainly sometimes with less capacity.
Sure.
But we have quite a few committers and PMC members who are still quite active, even mm-hmm. though they don't work full time on Airflow anymore, or even they didn't work at all. And for me personally, I'm pretty sure no matter what happens with my job and my daily like paid work for Airflow, I will continue contributing to it, definitely. I'm a PMC member right now, so
yeah.
Contributions are coming from, like, there are different ways I contribute, not only committing the code, but also making some decisions and, you know, inviting others, for example, or working with Outreachy and Google Summer of Code
mm-hmm.
Initiatives to mentor people. So that this all I'm definitely going to do no matter what, because I'm doing that in free time anyway, right now.
Yeah. Where does your community gather? Is it, do you have a chat channel or is it primarily mailing lists or what?
So traditionally mailing list, of course, and this is the important place where important things happen or are discussed. We have a Slack workspace, which is very active, where we have both users and committers and contributors and discussing. For example, we have super active troubleshooting channel where people are posting their questions and problems, and usually other people who have similar problems, they help them, which is super cool, so that we don't have to, like, as a committers help, people help each other. And we have, right now I'm one of the organizers of Airflow Summit, which is coming in the summer. And that was supposed to be a Bay Area meetup, but or a summit, but of course the situation is right now, so we turned into fully online Airflow Summit in the summer. But we also organize a number of meetups, local meetups. For even today, like we are from Warsaw, and we are organizing the second or third Airflow meetup in Warsaw today, this evening. We have 100 30 people already signed up,
cool.
And it's going to be fully online again,
yeah.
Coronavirus situation. So there are meetups all over the place, all over the world, from like Australia, Japan, New York, Bay Area, London, Warsaw, and a few other places. And they are quite regular. People meet there quite regularly, although right now mostly online.
If anyone wants to know more about Airflow, look at airflow.apache.org and at the other links that I will put in the description below this interview. Thank you so much for your time, Jarek.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.